Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom, what are you doing down here? Have you been living in the tunnels under our apartment all this time?
Do you know what happened to the other adults?
Shh, slow down. Oh, my sweet Manu, I missed you. I promised to tell you and your friends everything.
Everything?
Oh, Maz, there's so much you don't know.
Yeah, no kidding, Miss B.
It's difficult to explain. Things became dangerous so quickly, but I was warned. I knew I needed to hide.
Warned? By who? Oliver Pruitt?
He has big dreams. Sometimes too big. Your father's a complicated man, Mars.
Did she just say your father?
Oliver Pruitt's your dad?
I think so.
Your friends don't know, Mars, but Oliver said he told you.
I didn't know whether to believe him. When he told me at the old colony, right before we boarded the Manu One, he said...
He told you at the old colony before we boarded the Manu One?
We were on that trip for over a year. You never found time to mention Pruitt was your pops?
I thought maybe it was a lie. He lied to me about everything else. Why did you keep it from me, Mama T? You said my father left when I was a baby.
Sorry, Manu. I was trying to protect you.
From what?
Oliver recruited me to work for him after I finished graduate school. He was a visionary. He'd already begun building his empire, but there was one dream he hadn't realized. A top secret project. He asked me to be his collaborator.
What about your other jobs? The restaurant?
They were a cover, Mars, for what we were really working on. We were preparing.
Preparing for what exactly?
A day like this. A reckoning. I always told you you're special, Mars. So special.
I'm tired of hearing that.
But it's true. You and your friends, what's happened, it's all part of a bigger plan. Something that could change everything. The entire world, the entire universe. You have to trust me.
But whose plan is it? Pruitt's? Was my father the one who made all the adults disappear? Mom?
Miss P? You okay? You're looking kind of pale.
I feel strange.
Mama G, what's happening to you? You're disappearing.
Dematerializing?
Oh no.
Mom!
Find me, Manu. Find me. And don't ever forget your mother.
Mom! Mom, where did you go? Mama G, come back!
Freaking out, and Mars toothpick. I hope you're not freaking out. But we've been wandering these tunnels for hours now, and I still don't see any way out.
JP, Droney says we're headed west. And if we're headed west, the good news is eventually we should hit water. Because the ocean is to the west.
When you say hit water, would that actually be good news?
You have a point, JP. Maybe we should think about turning back. We haven't found anything down here.
Mars? Hello, Mars?
Huh? Are you okay?
Yeah, that was rough. Seeing your mom disappear like that?
It was remarkable. A macroscopic object, like a human, just disappearing. I knew it was possible, quantumly speaking, but...
Toothpick.
Yeah, it was rough.
I just keep thinking about all the stuff she never told me. Not just about Pruitt being my dad, but about her life. I mean, it's like she was a totally different person than...
Shh. Do you hear that? It sounds like...
Cupcake! How did you find us down here?
How did you fit in the elevator?
Hey now, buddy, I miss you too.
So did Droney. Mars, we'll find out what happened to your mom. And we'll find the rest of the adults. All we have to do is think logically. I mean, when you start processing quantum realities of... Wait.
What now?
Ask me the square root of 597.
What's the square root of...
24.43358344.57.
What's pi to 10 decimal places?
3.14159265358979. Actually, that was 14 decimal places.
Okay. Pick. I'm guessing you're feeling... genius-y right now?
Super genius-y. Like how I felt when we went to Pruitt Prep and we were on the planet Mars. My head's so clear.
Look sharp, Patel. I need you to punch me in the face.
I'm not doing that.
You heard Pip. He's smarty-smart again, which means I'm toughy-tough. Go ahead. Let me be your personal punching bag. It will help you work through your feelings about your mom and your feelings about your...
Oh, my nose!
Sorry, JP. I didn't want to...
Just kidding. Didn't even feel it. Check me out. I'm so hulked up right now.
The tunnels must have taken us all the way under Pruitt Prep. So that's why our powers are coming back.
But what will my mom be doing in a secret tunnel that leads to Pruitt Prep?
You're the one who said it's all connected. The disappearance of the adults, whatever put you in that computer program where none of this had happened, Oliver Pruitt... Wait, is that what I think it is?
What?
It's a door in the cave wall. It has an electronic lock, but I think I can...
Well done.
Whoa. What is this place? Some kind of lab? With a lot of equipment.
Do you know how to use any of it?
Yes, this looks like a trans... Oh, good. And this is... If only we had a... Great. Phew. I think I can rig up some kind of system to track and send radio signals.
And send them where?
To Oliver Pruitt. I mean... To your dad.
I don't think I've ever appreciated air this much in my life.
Sweet, sweet, breathable air.
There is an atmosphere in a forest and all on the planet Mars. Any theories, Julia? Right now, Caddy? I don't care about theories. I just want to inhale something other than that recycled body odor back at the colony.
It's delightfully fresh.
Axel, it's better than fresh. It's valuable. If we moved the colony here or grew our own forest...
No more spacesuits!
No more body odor! Well, less anyway. What if this is connected to whatever caused that power surge? Axel, can we get the rover moving again?
Sure. Just as soon as I rebuild the flying mechanism.
What do you mean, rebuild?
You do remember we hit a tree, right? We're grounded for the moment, folks. Surprise! But hey, breathing is fun, right?
Hand me that wrench, Caddy.
You're going to fix the rover?
No, the handheld radio. If I can get it working and find a signal, I might be able to connect to the power surge. And then...
What is that?
Is someone there? Hello? Colony, is that you? This is Julia Morel Cole. Do you read?
This is Randall Reed. Do you copy? I repeat, this is Randall Reed.
Toothpick! Toothpick? Is that really you? Your voice is so deep.
Julia?
Yes! Yes, it's me! Where are you, Earth?
The one and only. Took us a while to find it, but we're here. I'm radioing from a hidden network of caves under Pruitt Prep. I was trying to reach Oliver Pruitt, but Julia, you aren't going to believe what I have to tell you.
You aren't going to believe what I have to tell you.
I guarantee mine is more unbelievable.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Can we move this nerd fest along?
Okay, Toothpick, you first.
No, you go first.
Seriously?
Let's just both say it at the same time.
Good idea. One, two, three.
There's a forest and oxygen on Mars.
What?
What?
Give me that radio.
Can you two geek out some time when we aren't stuck on the wrong side of the planet with a broken transport vehicle?
Let me talk. Toothpick, it's Caddy. Are you there? Pick? Hello? I think we lost the connection.
Hey, Caddy.
Mars!
It's good to hear your voice. For real this time.
Yours too.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. I miss you, Mars.
I miss you too, Caddy. Did Julia say there's air on Mars?
JP, is that you?
Hey, Cats.
JP, we're in the middle of a forest, and I don't even have my helmet on, and I can breathe. But tell me about the adults. What happened?
We don't know, but I think all this has to be connected somehow. The air on Mars, the unexplainable disappearance of all the adults.
Is unexplainable even a word?
Caddy, I want to tell you that...
Mars?
I understand why you had to stay, but I miss you so much. It's different without you.
Mars, you're breaking up! Mars. Mars, can you hear me? Mars!
Are you still there?
I'm afraid you're right, Droney. We lost them. Sorry, Mars.
It's okay. Hearing Caddy's voice was... I'm glad they're doing well up there.
Yeah. Mars, do you think this was your mom's lab and that's why she was hiding out here?
My mom's lab? That sounds so weird. She was a scientist?
And a genius one at that.
Why did she hide it from you?
She hid a lot.
I've never seen some of this technology. If all this equipment was part of the project she was working on with Oliver Pruitt, well, whatever it was pushing the boundaries of science as we know it.
What's this?
Rudiments conducted on the 1961 project over the past 2 years have led
Is
us
that?
To more concrete evidence.
My mom.
The 1961 project.
The 1961 project? Does that mean anything to either of you, JP, Pick?
The 1961 project? That can mean anything. For instance, Yuri Gagarin was the first human launch into space. April 1961. Wow, I'm like a human computer down here.
Come on, let's keep walking. And if we're under Gale Island, then this tunnel has to lead to Pruitt Prep. And maybe even Pruitt himself.
Hello, podcast listeners. My ears have been burning all day, and likely, so have Syra Patel's. It will come as no surprise to you, I'm sure, that Mars's mother is so much more than she seems. To Mars, she was always a loving, dependable, hardworking mother. To me, she was, and is, a brilliant scientist. Though she always remained humble and rarely broadcast her accomplishments to the world, which is why Mars never knew all she was capable of. Syra and I worked together, side by side, for years. Truth be told, those were some of the best years of my life. But when Mars was born, Syra no longer felt comfortable with my plans. She shut down her lab and walked away from her pioneering research. At least, that's what I believed. But Mars has learned a powerful lesson today. Kids don't know everything there is to know about their parents, do they? Do you ever wonder if your parents are more than they seem? Why, they could be spies, or superheroes, or... Oh, dear. I must sign off now. I'll check back in when I'm less preoccupied. But for now, stay strong, children of Earth. You have all you need inside yourselves.
It was good to hear Mars's voice.
And Toothpick's.
So much has happened down on Earth. Do you ever...
wonder what it would be like if we'd gone back? All the time. But look at where we are. On a forest on Mars. There must be an underground water source. A frozen lake, perhaps. I wish Toothpick were here. He'd know how to identify all this flora.
What was that?
No idea, but we should go investigate.
Already ahead of you!
That chair does move fast.
Hello, Gale Island.
Good boy, Cupcake. Over there is Pruitt Prep, where it all began. Your cousin Muffin loved it here.
When she wasn't attacking me.
She was just being protective.
Honestly, I was kind of hoping I'd never have to see this place again. Don't get me wrong, I like being indestructible and all, but this is not my happy place. Hey, this is new. Did Pruitt build a road on the island?
I don't think it's a road. Look, there's a plane.
You're standing on a runway, dummy.
Not you guys again.
And look, you brought friends this time.
Luckily, our friends are here too.
Keep that creature away from us.
Stay back, I'm warning you.
Good Cupcake, more of that, and I'll feed you some delicious rocks.
Oh boy, there are a lot of these creeps this time.
They're surrounding us.
You want some of this? Come on, bring it on.
Wait, shh, the plane door is opening.
Make way for the next president of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you, all your followers. I love you all.
Well, at least she's not letting it go to her head.
Did anyone see how far this forest goes before we crashed into it? Julia? Axel?
Nope.
Only one way to find out, then. I suggest we keep moving till sundown. Luckily, we have all the air we need. And my wheelchair has plenty of charge, Axel. It runs on solar.
Wasn't gonna say anything.
It must be so strange. All the adults on Earth just gone. My mom and dad.
And mine. I knew I might never see them again. But I always imagined them safely at home in London. Proud of everything I've accomplished here. I never thought...
they'd disappear into the void? Yeah, real weird.
But what could have happened to them? There has to be a logical explanation for all of this.
Everyone, look up.
What? What is that? A tower?
I can barely see it through all the trees.
I know I've seen it. It's familiar.
It looks like... the Seattle Space Needle?
Mars Patel, J.P. McGowan, Randall Reed.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm so happy you accepted my invitation to visit the island.
Invitation or attempted kidnapping?
Oh, J.P., always quick with the quip.
That's not all I'm quick with. Did I mention I'm basically impossible to hurt?
What matters is that you're here. The old gang back together again. I don't know how you three managed to get across the water without being spotted, but you made it, and that's what counts.
We came to Gale Island to get answers. About why all the adults have gone missing. About what's happening here on Earth and on Mars. We talked to Caddy just now.
My plane is leaving for Washington, D.C., Mars. The election is tomorrow. I'd be honored if you came along to join my victory celebration.
Did you hear what I just said?
Of course. We can talk about the grown-ups and Caddy and everything else once we're in D.C.
Who's the pilot of this thing anyway?
Mars Patel in the house.
Jonas?
Pick, J.P.
Hey, Jonas. Cool plane.
You have no idea. I'm the official captain of the Aurora Force One. You should see it. It's like if you took Paintball Palace and put wings on it.
Guys, if we go, we might get answers.
You really think she's going to tell you anything useful?
Aurora is still Aurora. I have to believe she'll help us, that she still cares.
Come on, clock's ticking. I'm not gonna force you, but...
okay, let's go.
He's really going with her?
He's really going with her. And we should too.
Do I even need to say this is a bad idea?
Watch your step, Mars. Up you go.
JP, pick. Come on. I need you here with me. Hey, Jonas! Why are you closing the door?
Aurora, what are you doing?
Sorry about that, Morris, but I needed to talk to you alone.
Passengers, prepare yourselves for takeoff and get off those barf bags. It might be a bumpy ride.
Buckle up. Jonas has done thousands of hours of simulations, but he has a little too much fun at the controls.
Why do you always have to do that, Aurora? JP and Pick are your friends. They have been since we were we're in the air.
Old friends are the best, Mars. Like you. You traveled 50 million miles to find me on another planet. But we aren't the same crew anymore. Too much has happened. And I need a chance to explain it to you. Why what I'm doing is the best thing for all of us.
You mean the best thing for you? Are you sure Jonas knows what he's doing? Last I checked, this was an actual aircraft, not a video game.
I'm really happy you're here, Mars, and that you'll be by my side when I'm sworn in. I can offer you a cabinet position if you're interested.
I don't care about that. I just want answers about where the adults are, where my mom went. And if going to DC means getting closer to the truth, then look at the ground.
What just happened?
And the lights went out down there. Everywhere. Oh! Hey!
Sorry about that. Little snafu. I'll get us righted again as soon as... Uh-oh.
What?
Whoa!
That was the engines. The plane just lost power.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shoutout for a chance to be heard on this show.